to use them when he was home. Those headphones changed the way I listened to music forever. The new artists that I was listening to were all exploring stereo mixing for the first time. Because the speakers that came with my $100 all-in-one stereo system weren't very good, I had never before heard the depth that I could hear in the headphones. Records were no longer just about the songs, but about the sound. Headphones opened up a world of sonic colors, a palette of nuances and details that went far beyond the chords and melody, the lyrics, or a particular singer's voice. The swampy, deep south ambience of Green River by Creedence, or the pastoral, open space beauty of the Beatles' Mother Nature's Son, the oboes in Beethoven's Sixth, drenched in the ambience of a large wood and stone church. The sound was an enveloping experience. Headphones also made the music more personal for me. It was suddenly coming from inside my head, not out there in the world. This personal connection is ultimately what drove me to become a recording engineer and producer myself. Many years later, Paul Simon told me that the sound is always what he was after, too. The way that I listen to my own records is for the sound of them, not the chords or the lyrics. My first impression is of the overall sound. I dropped out of college after the incident with the speakers in my dorm room, and I joined a rock band. We got good enough to record